email yesterday. I decided to trash all the slides I was going to use today. Actually, I'm going to use three more of them and just talk with you in the spirit, actually, of what we just heard about how the quality measurement world could serve healthcare better and serve patients better. And so I want to start with a reminder that this is a good problem to have. The fact that many people I've talked to about when I've been on a kind of listening tour about going to NQF, and some people say the problem is we have too many measures, and we're drowning in measures, and measures are killing us, and we can't really get at what we need to do, which is actually improve quality of care. On the other hand, you can't improve what you don't measure. We sort of know that. But we have this signal-to-noise problem in the measurement world, where we really have not been discriminating and probably too linear in our thinking about kind of a stepwise approach to what kind of measures matter and how are they used, and not recognizing what's been going on since the founding of NQF, which I'll remind you is just 12 or 13 years ago. It's a relatively new organization, was started in the late 1990s with the President's Commission on Consumer Protection and Quality in the Healthcare Industry, which said there should be a governmental public entity that sets goals and quality for the nation, and there should be a private sector, public-private partnership that is a forum that comes together that sets standards for measurement. Well, this being the United States, we didn't create the governmental entity, but we did create the private sector entity. And NQF has, in some times, tried to do both of these things and been tasked with doing both of these things. And I think actually is well situated to do that. But the model as it started was to take what was really then just nascent quality measurement capability and begin to try to standardize it. And the notion was standardization, which I believe you were referring to as harmonization. With this mental model that if we just standardize the measures and we put them on report cards, the consumers will pick the better people and costs will go down and quality will go up. And that mental model, that which is very linear, turns out to really not really reflect behavior. I completely agree with you. It isn't that consumers aren't interested in quality and information. They're just interested in a different kind of information than what those sorts of standardized measures have been able to give them. Meanwhile, the industry has flourished. The healthcare world has innovated like mad. And there's lots of people using lots of measures for lots of reasons. You're going to hear about that from Susan, which have nothing to do with the NQF model of standardizing measures for public reporting, but everything to do with how do you get the information that you need to actually act on it and improve in rapid cycles. That's something that Bob's paper calls on us to do, and to be nimble enough to get rid of measures that aren't working, adapt to new ones, have measures that work in different settings, have different approaches to different kinds of needs for measurement. So that's really, as I see it, the challenge of where we are in 2013. And so, you know, this is just a few sort of highlights of healthcare and evolution. We've been talking about this earlier today. All of these things are things that that the measurement world is embedded in, but that may be slowing us down with our current model rather than accelerating what we need to do. In particular, the value-based payment models that are embedded in legislation, not just ACA, but legislation that predated ACA, that are paying for reporting, that will very soon penalize for not reporting as from the physician world, and that already are linking payment for hospitals for reporting. But in the quality world are seriously flawed in terms of their concept. Everybody at CMS knows this, everybody in the quality world knows this, but we're sort of stuck because that's what the law says has to be done. And so at NQF, the problem is, how do you deal with all these technical issues and the committees, in fact, do get deep into them, about, so what about the attribution problem? And what about the fact that physicians and clinicians are working in teams? And what about we're looking for larger forms of accountability? Well, that's not what we're tasked to do. We're tasked to figure out the measures to be used for the paper reporting PQRI initiative, PQRS initiative, for example. So there's this mismatch between what the policies are asking us to do and what I think most people are in the outside world, in innovative systems, are actually doing with their data. And you heard about some of that, you're going to be hearing more about it. So what we need to do at NQF, I think, is to learn how to innovate, to learn how to work with a more, not just innovative, but sometimes unpredictable and chaotic environment of healthcare, to use measures in many ways, to figure out many ways that endorsement can help the process not be a bottleneck, but where rigor and multi-stakeholder input can really benefit the process, because that is what a public-private entity like NQF brings to the enterprise that doesn't exist anywhere else. And I think that there is real value to that, especially the consumer voice being at the table is hugely, hugely powerful, but also demands that we think differently about the meaning that it brings to us. So speaking of eyes glazing over, this is a slide, this is sort of a standard way I'm learning, just coming to NQF, that the organization thinks about its work in these sort of buckets of activity. And it is indeed a unique organization. There really hasn't been another one like it. And actually, again, a shout out to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for bringing together Jim Tallon and Gail Warden early on in 2000 to actually create the National Quality Forum and the model that we now have. And the organization has grown and evolved over time, so I don't want to suggest that it hasn't, but I think many people don't realize that in addition to endorsing measures for public reporting and other uses, that NQF has been asked by the Secretary of HHS to advise on the development of the National Quality Strategy, and I'm going to show you the features of that in a minute, and has done this through a National Priorities Partnership, again, bringing together multiple stakeholders around the table. So the whole goals here are transparency, non-proprietariness of the measures, and an open access to all the meetings of the process that goes on. And so I think those features, I think, can serve us very well. There is an important part of the mission, which is standardizing the measures and the endorsement and maintenance process. We had a board meeting last week at which we talked about an active sort of thinking about other pathways, other approaches to measure endorsement that would use more standardized and prescriptive measures for some purposes, but also be able to look at measures for other purposes. I'll give you an example of that. I'm aware of lots of innovative healthcare systems, and people from them are sitting in this room, who don't bother to submit their measures to NQF because they have no need for standardization. They use them internally for improvement, and they're very effective at being used for improvement. The world would benefit from having those measures be made available and be made open to them. And we at NQF don't have a way of doing that now that isn't this one pipeline. So I think that discussion really could bring in a lot of innovation and creativity from practice settings that are already using these. In addition, we are working on the electronic data infrastructure. We have done some work with ONC on this, but I completely agree with you that this idea of using data mining and bigger data approaches is very powerful. And we are looking at measures applications, so we've been asked to, now we're awash in all these measures, so now we have a request from the Secretary, and Beth McGlynn is here, who co-chairs the Measures Application Partnership, saying, well, now you've given us all these endorsed measures, which ones should we use? And so now we have to sort through those and have another multi-stakeholder process for that. But it actually is beginning to get, I think, at some of these discussions about what makes sense and what's usable. And then finally, on this chart anyway, it, very importantly, is the evaluation and feedback loop. And that's something I'm very interested in putting in place so that we understand how these measures are being used, how they may have unintended consequences, how we need to adapt much more quickly than we have. We have an open pipeline model that we intend to start in January, which will get us around this multi-year call for measures process and just have a steady ability to look at measures and endorse them. So let me just quickly move to this. This is the National Quality Strategy and the features of the priorities that were adopted: health and well-being, prevention and treatment of leading causes of mortality, person and family-centered care, patient safety, effective communication and care coordination, and affordable care. So that's a pretty good list. And if you look at our current process and think, how are we going to help the nation adopt a framework of measurement or systems of measurement that get us here, we'll never get there with the current model that we have. And so we all know, I think, at NQF, that we need to be able to think more creatively and more flexibly about what we do. And that takes me to Bob's paper. He and his co-authors have given seven recommendations, which are the following: decisively move from measuring processes to outcomes. You've heard that before. 2, use quality measurement strategically, adapting improvement approaches of other sorts where appropriate. 3, measure quality at the level of systems, teams, and organizations, not individual clinicians. 4, measure patient experience with care and patient-reported outcomes as ends in and of themselves. 5, use measurement to promote the concept of a rapid learning healthcare system. 6, invest in the basic science of measure development. And 7, task a single entity with defining standards for measuring and reporting quality and cost data. And their model is something similar to the SEC for financial data that would, to, as I understand it, develop high-level standards, not endorse specifications for individual measures. So I think that's a real interesting paper. I think it's going to contribute a lot to our thinking. And I just want to put a few challenges on the table, though, in response to that paper and as we think about going forward. One is that as we move to outcomes and population measures, more and more, you know, with ACOs, we're going to be, and the not-for-profit status analysis that IRS is doing, we're going to be tasked with measuring population health in a serious and accountable way. And so how do we do that in this kind of framework? If we're going to look just at outcomes, many clinical settings will tell you, I need those process measures to know how to improve. So do we not want to throw the baby out with the bathwater on that one? We need to be able to give providers useful clinical information for improvement. The alignment of public and private measurement to reduce burden of measures and to increase sense-making of the kind of information that providers get back, really it was an important early vision for NQF and something we haven't yet really gotten to. We are in discussions with the private health plan groups and business leaders who are on our board about, can we really finally get that discussion moving? And last, how to understand the best use of measures and what purpose could a group like NQF, which really has both public sector and private sector accountability, really be able to do to move the needle beyond some of these P4P problems that really aren't working, but that are kind of embedded in the way we're doing business. So rather than lament them, is there something that a very smart group of advisors, which is what NQF is privileged to have, could do to help make that happen? And then last, and let me just go to, it's coming. See, there were just too many words here. There it is. This is get to the place where we have less, the most information and the least confusion in the quality world. And so, to my mind, this really ought to be our North Star, and it doesn't mean less data. To get, Karen, to your point, we can be as awash in data as possible, but we need to understand how to make as most sense as possible of that data, primarily for the consumers who want to use it. Thank you.